This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's 7:41 now, and Bill Daley is now running for mayor of Chicago. His track record and his resume is very impressive in and of itself. And, of course, having the last name Daley doesn't hurt. So we are glad to have him on the program in the middle of a media blitz that's gone on all week. Good morning, Mr. Daley.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. I played golf with our mutual friend Eric Adelstein the other day, and he told me a lot of great stories about the two of you that I'd like to tell on the air, but I think your campaign might be over.
Wait, I better get hold of Eric real quick. What's he doing talking to people about? He's a good guy. Very good guy.
All right, so you're in. What was the decision factor? What tipped it for you?
Obviously, the mayor announced he wasn't going to run, which surprised a lot of people, surprised me. I think it did the city. I've spent my life living in this city. Like so many people love the city, whole families here, all that stuff, which is important. But also watch the city that has lots of issues and problems. And I think I can add something to the discussion. I think if I have the honor of being the mayor of the city of Chicago, I think I can help move the city forward on a whole bunch of issues, from crime and development and some of our neighborhoods that are really lacking, and also trying to help the affordability of living in this city. I've spent a life in mostly in the private sector, not public, but I think I've got a unique understanding of both, and hopefully I can bring that. And one of the things I pride myself on and tried to do in both private sector and government was be someone who could try to build a consensus and listen to people, which is paramount if you're going to be the mayor.
Sure.
Lots of politicians have all the answers. I think it's important we listen to people and listen to them tell us what they want or expect from their leaders.
Crazy idea. right. You're on Last Week Tonight. I want to get to those specifics, obviously, but you're on Last Week Tonight. No, not Last Week Tonight. You're on Chicago Tonight. Sorry, I got John Oliver on the brain. You were on Chicago Tonight, and Carol Marine brought up the question that was asked of Mayor Emanuel. Is the next mayor in the race yet? I was the guy that asked him that question.
Oh.
His answer was, yeah, you wouldn't know because Carol didn't say it. The point of the question being this. Did Rahm Emanuel, does the mayor call you and say, I want to help you get there?
No. I hadn't talked to him in a while. I called him to wish he and Amy well. I've known him, obviously.
Sure.
I considered him a friend. We have had our differences, like all long-term friendships. But no, he didn't call me. And there are lots of people, at least if you read the papers and listen to the radio, there are a lot of people that are going to get in this race. So the field is still evolving. And that's a good thing for the city. You know, there it isn't often that you have open mayoralties. So it's a opportunity for people of Chicago to listen to lots of people and engage them. And for a lot of people who have an interest in being mayor, and I look at those of us who have been around politics, being the mayor of Chicago is, in many people's minds, a lot better than being president or other jobs, because it's an opportunity to really help people. And that you're right there, can't run to Washington, can't run to Springfield. You're here in the city that you
lead
every day. And your problems are there, and you got to help solve them every day. That's what it's about.
Chicago, Mr. Daley, Chicago has had a member of your family as mayor for over half of a century. Does the name Daley, does it help or hinder you? Because we do live in a post-Daley Chicago where a lot has been made by media and a lot has been made by opponents of your brother about where Chicago's at right
sure.
now and where it needs to go. Does the name Daley help or hinder you in this case?
You know, Steve, it helps me in some ways. People come up to me, you know, all the time making a comment about Rich's tenure or my dad's even, not too many left. My dad's been dead for 40 years, so that's getting a shrinking group. But say nice things. And there are other people, obviously, who, for whatever reason, didn't like him, didn't think he did a good job. So I don't know how it cuts. We'll find out, obviously, in an election. But I think all I'm asking for is people to listen to me, engage Bill Daley, not Richard M., Richard J., whatever, and see if they think I can bring something to help them and help the city over the next 4 years. That's all I can ask, and that's all I would hope. But, you know, it's somebody else will make a judgment as to whether the name is good, bad, or indifferent. I'm proud of my name. I'm proud of what my family members have tried to do in the city. I'm not going to change it, that's for sure.
Sure.
And
well, that'd be weird if you did that now. That'd be kind of odd.
What would I change it to? Cochran or something?
Yeah, that would. I wouldn't. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend that. Let me get Sandberg and Justin back in here. Sandberg.
Why now? You know, the opportunity it was out there before for you to run. What about this time makes it the right time for you?
Well, I wasn't going to run for mayor after my brother spent umpteen years there. I thought, let's give a break. Let somebody else do it. And there was a competitive race at 11 after he left. I was doing other things. I had the honor, obviously, of becoming chief of staff to President Obama in a very difficult year of 2011. So that was not only an honor, it was a challenge and an opportunity. So I've had a life outside of, I've never run for office in a serious way. And I saw this opening and said to myself, I think at this stage in my life, I've been lucky. I hopefully could give something back to the city in a serious way over the next 4 years if voters decide that I'm the one that can do that. And, you know, it was really just a decision that was not easy because I know the pressures of this sort of stuff and the difficulties, and quite frankly, the difficulties of the campaigning today in this new world and the angst that goes with that. But, you know, if you want to do something that you can be meaningful, positive, it's going to take an effort, and I'm willing to do it. And as I say, I've been fortunate in life, and I'm at a stage in my life that I want to give something back. I was born here, and I plan to be here forever, and all my kids and grandkids and siblings are all here. So hopefully voters will decide that I can help them solve and be part of solving some of these tough problems.
The former mayor, Richie, is not just the former mayor. He's your brother. What did he say when you told him you were doing this?
His attitude on Rich is pretty basic. If you want to do it, just do it. Just get in it, do it. Don't think about it. Don't poll. Don't do this. Don't do that. If this is what you want to do, and he knows that being around in public service, which I've done, is important to me, and is important to other people in my family. That if you do it, that was his whole advice. If you're gonna do it, just get in and do it. Don't think about it. Rich. You know,
there are some big issues facing the city of Chicago. Right. One of them, a fiscal cliff that's coming up here in 2020. But the big issue that is a national story is violence in the city of Chicago, which doesn't seem to be letting up. And it seems to be getting worse. What's your approach to curbing violence and stemming the tide of what we've seen with gun violence here in Chicago?
Everything else right now flows from trying to bring safety to every community. You know, for a while there, people were saying, oh, this is isolated in a few communities. The fear of crime right now, and listening to the radio, watching reading the papers, watching television, that is throughout the city. So this is a citywide issue. This is no longer kind of isolated. It's complex, no doubt about it. We've got to have opportunities in some of these communities for jobs, for young people. I have an alternative to this life. But as importantly as anything else, right now we've got to support the men and women of the police department who are out there day in and day out. I think they feel right now that there's maybe a lack of support in some communities for reasons based upon actions of individual police officers. But let's be honest, there's one line of defense to this crime right now, and that's the men and women of the police department who ought to feel, I think, more support from the communities, more support from individuals, that we've got their back. We've got to look at our laws. We've had a governor that's not really put together in spite of a crime issue, a real crime bill in Springfield that's creative and aggressive to try to address this problem in the city. And so we've got to, you know, we've got to bring the communities together with the police department in a much more aggressive way. People talk about community policing, fine. But we also all have to take responsibility for this problem. The people that are committing these crimes have to be held accountable. We have to enforce the laws aggressively against them. We have to continue aggressive policing on getting guns off these streets. It seems that that everybody and their brothers got a gun today, illegally owned. and we ought to have a more aggressive action against guns and getting these guns. Police department does a great job, better than most cities, but it seems through lax gun laws, and we've talked about this nationally for way too long, you can go to Indiana and just about buy anything and come over here and use those guns. And we've got to find a way, and hopefully nationally we will at some point address this crisis.
And there needs to be more cooperation, right, between the Indiana government and the Illinois government to make sure those borders aren't so porous. Speaking of the governor's office, as I am here, Rauner and Rahm Emanuel's relationship sort of fell apart in a big way. If J.B. Pritzker becomes the next governor, party affiliations and such seem to make that relationship a little easier. But if Rauner wins again, how are you going to make that relationship better?
Well, I would hope that the governor would realize, number one, Chicago is the economic engine of this state. This state does not have anywhere near the potential to be what they need to be and address their problems if Chicago falters, and he ought to admit that and have policies that acknowledges that. And I would hope if Rauner did win, which I don't expect him to do, he'll take a different tack than the waste of the last 4 years. I mean, that was basically a waste. Nothing happened. Now, you know, he blames the Democrats. The Democrats blame him, blah, 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 blah. But come on, folks. Let's get together and try to figure out how to move forward and compromise. And I would hope that the governor, or if Rauner was reelected, which, again, I don't expect him to do, he'd have a totally different attitude about what governing is and a totally different attitude about the importance of Chicago to the economic viability of this state.
I look forward to talking to you again. You know how important WGN and the size of this audience is to your campaign, so let's do this often, and good luck on the run.
Steve, it's not only important to a campaign, it's important to the city of Chicago in general. So I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to coming on again.
All right, good luck. That's Bill Daley running for mayor.